Evening all, Bell and Sperling show with...
No.
Go on, what?
With him, it's me first.
Go on then.
With him, Martin Bell.
Yeah. And...
You.
And you, Johnny Sperling.
That's it.
Oh, brilliant. I knew I'd get it right. 1 week. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Robert De Niro. He's had his seventh child at 79.
Yes, he won't be able to pick him up.
He won't be able to pick him up. We're going to talk about the royal coronation and that's a strange old balcony. Going to talk about the crowns that were put on their head. Looked a bit fancy dressed to me, John, didn't it?
Yes, it did a little bit, yeah. Didn't it, like it was it. Funny.
It was funny. Also, the weather. What's happened to spring? It's all coming up on the Bell and Sperling Show. But you can't wait, can you? And West Ham are playing tonight in Europe! All coming up on the Bell and Sperling Show. Stay with us, everybody. It's going to be funny. Well,
is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
We're also going to be playing songs that we used to sing at our gigs,
yeah.
But we don't sing anymore, do we?
Well, we haven't sung them for about 30 years.
Good. Listen to Bell and Sperling with him, Johnny Sperling.
No.
What?
Well, you've done it again.
You are, though.
You've got, I am Johnny Sperling.
Well, but then you don't say no.
But you've got to wait. You've got to say, well, you're listening to the Bell and Sperling show, and then I come in.
Yeah.
With him, Martin Bell.
Yeah. Well, I am Martin Bell.
No, but you know what you meant to say, and him, Johnny Sperling. We had it off pat when we was at the other place.
Well, so, go on, start again then.
No, you start. It's you.
Oh, right, okay. I forgot what I was meant to say.
You say, you're listening to the Bell and Sperling show, and I say, with him, Martin Bell.
Mm-hmm. And then I say, and you, Johnny Sperling.
With him, Johnny Sperling.
Oh, with him. Oh,
with him.
Where is he then?
No, I'm here.
Oh, right. Say, sorry. Listen, let's talk about Robert De Niro. Where is he?
Well, he must be shattered.
He's had his seventh child at the age of 79. I mean, you're lucky to be around at 79, aren't you? Especially in this day and age.
I'll tell you what gives us all hope, doesn't it? To have the old libido going.
Libido, yeah. Good word.
Good word?
Good word. Well, he's obviously on the old trumpet tablets.
Do you reckon? He must be, mustn't he?
Do you know what? I went to Miami a couple of years ago, and I did the old tour of Star Island. Right, you go on
Star
the,
Island.
Yeah, you go on the boat, and they go, "Look, that was."
Not Shutter Island.
No. You got Star Island. You got the other one behind it, which I can't think. Anyway, you go, "Look, that house there. That's Barry Gibb's house.
Barry Gibb,
right? Then you go
remember
along.
The only Fault and Horses episode, wasn't he?
Go on.
When he started waving to Barry Gibb. Don't you remember that?
No.
I think that was in Miami twice.
Oh, so they did. So that's what I'm saying. His house is on Star
Island. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Waving to Barry Gibb.
He's like, Massachusetts. So Barry Gibb's there, and then you've got, I don't know, Diana Ross and a couple of others and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they go around, they get to, by the way, the old girl that we did Top of the Pops with, Shakira.
The old girl?
The old girl. Well, the little girl. She, quite pretty. You thought she was pretty.
Mm.
By the way that you had her in the
you always tell that story.
I know. But Shakira did Top of the Pops. Now, her house
is
on Star Island.
Is it?
Completely run down. Derelict. Oh. And they went, this is Shakira's. Shakira. Yeah, they named Shakira. It twice.
Was you on the old, on the coach?
No, I was on a boat.
Oh, it's a boat?
You have to go around
on
a boat.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Of course, it's an island.
Yeah. Dearie me. I mean, we'd have sunk, wouldn't we?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that would have been...
Did you do...
There's...
Where was the one that you went on that you've been a few times? And you really saw Peter Falk?
No, that was in L.A.
Oh, okay. That was on the coach.
That was on the coach. There's not a lot of water around the Beverly Hills.
No. Is there?
There's no point in doing a boat, no. No.
No. No. But lots of water in Miami.
Lots of water in Miami, yeah. You go around Star Island, because it's an island. It sort of gives it away in the name.
The name, yeah. With an island.
Yeah. So you go around the boat. Beckham's got one nice.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, you get there. Yeah. This is what I'm coming to the story.
Oh, yeah. You're taking a long time.
It was a long journey. You know, there's a lot of houses to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they show the house
of
Scarface.
Oh, yeah. Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Yeah. They show it where he was, you know.
Oh, the house that he filmed it in?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
That one, right? But that's not the part of the story. This is the part
of the story. Why is that not the part of the story?
The part of the story.
I just wanted to... go on.
The part of the story is this.
Yes.
Is the biggest house on there.
Yes.
They said is worth $120 million.
Oh.
Right? Mm. And who owns it? And everyone's going, oh, I don't know. Everyone's shouting out Sylvester Stallone. Everyone's shouting out.
No, he couldn't afford that.
What, $120 million? Of course he could.
Oh, could he? Is he worth?
Fall out of his pocket.
What's he worth, about 500 mil?
I reckon so. It's got to be.
I'll look it up in a minute.
Anyway, so we're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And it was the fella who came up with the trumpet tablet.
The Viagra.
Viagra.
Was it? I should think it was at all.
Mr. Viagra. That's the reason why he had the biggest house.
Let's just keep it at that. He had the biggest house.
Standing tall. It was, yeah, I mean, it's a double plot.
Yes. A lot of people would be very thankful to Mr. Viagra.
Oh, exactly.
Was it named after him? Was his name Mr. Viagra?
He's a doctor, and he came up with the thing. And
I bet it's caused a lot of people to have a Sean, though, hasn't it?
Go on, explain to people what a Sean is. Go on.
Well, Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I bet that's been the contributor.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Well, not for De Niro.
Well, we don't know De Niro. You know, he might be all right.
Getting back to De Niro, seventh child, 79. Seventh child. So all I'm saying is he might have been on the old...
On the trumpet tablets. Trumpet tablets. Trumpet tablets.
But let's just talk through the situation.
Go on.
You have a child at 79.
Yeah.
What's the pros and cons here?
Well, the obvious cons are they're not going to... know you very well.
Yeah.
You know, you're lucky you get to 90, aren't you?
Yeah.
And
maybe those last, you know, your brain goes a little, I mean, well, mine's gone already. I don't even know your name at the start of the show, so.
Well, don't say that. That's terrible.
No,
don't,
it does.
No, don't say that.
Well, it does. It ticks off, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you know.
I can't remember anybody's name.
Yeah, but you never could. Oh, yes, you could. You were pretty good, weren't
you? I'm better than you, but it's only because we do so many gigs and people get...
Oh, I never knew anybody.
You go. That's a great story, isn't it?
Dennis Waltman.
Well, Dennis Waltman's even brilliant.
Who's the other one?
But the other one is that we're coming back from La Manga from doing a gig for Steve Redgrave. And a fella shouts out, and we're at the airport at Alicante, and a fella shouts, "Hello, boys, how are you?" And you say, "Hello, son, how you doing?" You give him a big cuddle. You give
I'm used to people knowing me.
Well, you do.
In that way.
And you just, he said, where you been? We said, we've been singing.
Spent about half an hour with him, wasn't it?
Half an hour. And he said, did you sing Golden Balls? And we said, of course we did. Anyway, we get to go on the plane. We get on the back and he gets in the front. And I say to you, listen, whatever you do, don't mention David because he's fallen out with him. And you said,
that's right, he's fallen out with him at the time.
And you said, what? And I said, whatever you do, don't talk about David. When we get off at Stansted and we get in the bags, don't say, oh, where's David? And you said to me, what are you talking about? Yeah. And I said, do you know who that is? And you said, no, I thought you knew him. David Beckham's dad. Ted Beckham.
I did know him.
And you've only met him about 30 times.
We used to bump into him all the time, didn't we, at the airports.
At airports, yeah.
And I think that was one of the last. I still didn't know he was.
How about this? I got out of... I keep seeing this Rolls Royce drive around our way.
Oh, yeah.
A new Rolls Royce Wraith, it's called.
Oh, nice.
And I keep seeing it's got, because I won't say the number plate, but it's got a very special number plate.
Yes.
Anyway, I've seen it for about the last 2 or 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting out on Saturday morning to go and watch the coronation breakfast. I was going to have a breakfast.
Yeah.
Got it, my wife. And I pulled up.
Scrambled eggs and salmon and all that.
And the guy gets out of the rolls and he said, "Hello, mate, how you doing?" And I thought,
"You didn't know."
Oh, he's an older guy.
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, not
bad." How much older? Because we're old.
I mean, no, he's 79, this fella. He's just had 7 kids. It was De Niro.
Go on.
And he said to me, he went, "How you doing?" He went, "You're so busy, aren't you, with the gigs?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah." And he went, "Oh, you all right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Where are you going?" I'm having a chat with him for like a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
"How's that Rolls Royce?" I said, "I do love that." I said, "I've seen it about." Like, he went, "Oh, it's wonderful. Honestly, it's beautiful."
Yeah.
Anyway, talking for about 5 minutes, walked away, and my wife said, "Who's that?" I said, "I haven't got a clue.
No.
I don't even know his face."
Oh, I've done that so many times.
Nothing.
No.
Not a clue.
I tell you, I was in. It's a few months ago now, but you've just reminded me. It's quite embarrassing, actually. I was in the.
Did you not have your trousers on?
I did have my trousers on. I was in the. We were in Thaden Boys, the Indian.
Thaden Bois.
The Indian restaurant there.
Indian Ocean.
That's it.
Beautiful place.
It is really lovely.
Wonderful. There. Rod Stewart goes in there, you know.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't in there.
No.
But I was sitting there, and this bloke came up to me. Yeah. I know that he knew. He was like, because he asked about you.
Right.
But he was so friendly. He was like, "All right, mate, how you doing? All right?" All this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't.
Give you a cuddle.
Yeah. I can't ask you your name. I didn't recognise him. Asbel, all right?
Yeah.
And I'm sort of like, I'm going with it. And he's there. I'm, "Please go away now, please. I don't know who you are." And I'm with my mates. And he said, "Go on in." And he did the one thing.
What?
That I didn't want him to do.
Oh, no.
Go on.
Introduce me
to your mates.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
Oh, Sam. Did
you take a chance?
No.
Did you take a chance?
I didn't take a chance, no.
Because Dave works. Dave always works.
But I honestly had to come clean.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry, man.
I can't remember.
You know, but his face dropped.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. And it would just turn into a very sour moment. And he.
No.
Yeah, he went from being really like, "Hello, mate," all right, to.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't remember me, eh?
What was his name?
I can't remember.
Oh, dear me.
But I know he was he was very upset. You'd know him immediately, I know you would.
It's Dave. It'll definitely be a Dave. It's a Dave or a Steve. It's a great game, and I think we're going to play it straight after this, in fact.
Yeah.
Right, because I'm going to do it, right?
What is it?
We're going to go into our phone.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how many Daves you got. Right? I'm going to count up my Daves.
You're going to count your Daves up?
Yeah, David's
there. Don't forget, I've got an awful lot of people in my... Not as many as you.
No,
you've got thousands.
But I think we'll try Dave first, and then after that we'll run with Steve.
Steve. Right. I don't think I've got many Steves.
Right, we go. Okay. We're going to play a song first of all. You introduce it, because it's a song that we used to sing years ago, and we haven't done it for probably 20 years.
Well, I've got the thing in front of me. What is it?
Huey Lewis.
Oh, okay. Now, this song, we used to sing this. It wasn't really a... It's one that's been forgotten, I think.
Though. Great song.
Great song. We used to sing it great 30 years ago. So I wanted to hear it.
Maybe we should revisit it.
I think we should.
Oh,
great record, eh?
It is a very, very, very... He had a great voice, and we were just saying, when we off mic, we were just saying that he didn't crack it till... I mean, 72 now.
Yeah. So he would have been in his 40s then?
Right? No, 30s, wouldn't he?
You think so?
Well, 1985, what's that, 38 years ago.
Yeah.
So take that off of 72.
Still late to the table, wasn't he?
Late to the table, but yeah, mid-30s I think he was, wasn't he?
I think I had the album, and that's what happened. I bought the album on CD, compact disc.
Yes.
And then
that's one of the first CDs.
Well, I played it to you, and we were like, oh, let's cover this song.
No, that didn't happen.
But he played in
with
Michael J. Fox, didn't
when
he?
When I first started singing with you, 92, you had a set list because you used to do it with Matt.
Oh, did I? I used to sing that song already.
And you'd already been singing it. And you start, and just because Cliff, our mate, you had the karaoke machine.
You phoned me today, Clifford.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's another story, but not case. Yeah. In that case.
He's
yeah.
a nutter. And he used to load the songs.
It is a little bit hope for you.
Go on.
He works in Spitalfields now. Clifford used to be our manager. he was a very, very busy, very busy man.
And a very funny man.
Very funny. And he used to be our manager, and he would drive us everywhere, drive us all over the show to lots of various gigs. And he phoned me today. He's running a clothes shop in Spitalfields, and he's 67.
He is, isn't he?
Now, this is his first line. All right. You won't believe it. I pulled a girl last night. 67.
Yeah, no. He's incredible.
The energy the man's got. He's obviously on the trumpet tablets.
I think he would have a shoulder if he had to. He doesn't need anything, Clifford.
Got a nervous energy.
It's amazing.
So we ended up doing that song. John.
If this is it.
Let's go back, because I wanted to just... game, this. Okay. Right, so you go into your phone.
I'm going to go into my phone.
And you go to your contacts.
Okay.
And we're just going to see, because we were saying that we can't remember anybody's name, so it's nice to call people Dave. All right, Dave? All right. I mean, as Trigger did.
Well, as Trigger did, yeah.
So
we'll go into contacts.
Go into contacts.
Yeah.
Put in Dave.
Okay, hang on.
And you can have David's. You can have David's as well. All right,
hang on.
Now, if you can count yours up.
You're not going to believe it. I've got one.
What are you talking about?
I swear to you, I've got one.
Don't be so stupid. I know at least three that you know.
Yeah, I know, but I've only got one in here. On my life. And that's my cousin.
I'm going through mine.
My cousin Dave Ball. Oh, hang on, that's R. I haven't got a David. No.
What about your cousin Dave?
I've got Richard. Pardon? I've got Richard David Freeman, and a Dave, and a Dave Ball.
Is that it?
That is it.
Right. Yeah. I've been quietly counting.
Yeah. Right. You must have what? 40.
Right, let me just. I've got 32 Daves.
Jeez.
Right, let me just go into David. David, wow. David Lloyd Chigwell comes up.
Yeah.
Just wait a minute. 1, 2, 2, 2,
it's incredible.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I mean, this is really boring.
Go on. Let me ask you a
there
question.
There you go. 19 Davids.
19 Davids. Now, I want you to be very truthful.
Yeah.
How many of those people do you really know? How many of those Davids?
Well, one of them is our agent, David Hahn.
Hmm. Why haven't I got him?
I don't know.
you always took all the numbers, didn't you?
You probably got him in as Hahn.
No, I'd never took
here's one.
Name.
Here's one I've just pulled out. Go David on. Van Day.
You have. Oh, yeah, of course you have, yeah.
I've got him in there. Who else have we got that's reasonably famous? Oh, there's a couple of people that are dead. That's no good.
No, I've got a few of them.
Yeah, that's no good, is it?
No, not really.
David,
no.
David Holdsworth, former footballer.
Oh, yeah.
Watford.
What?
Yes, I'm just
I don't think I've got many famous.
Is there any famous Daves that I might have in my phone?
No.
No?
What about Alan's?
Alan's.
How many Alan's you got?
Just try an Alan. I mean, this is great radio. It really is. I don't think I'm going to have lots of
Alan's. I might have an Alan. There's a couple of Alan's.
Okay.
There might be more Alan's for me than.
Really?
No, I've got no Alan's. I got no Alan.
Right, I'm already on Alan's. Here we go. 1, 3.
Got 9, 10.
Oh, he's dead. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
12, 13, 14, 15. I've got 17 Allens.
Jeez.
Yeah, 17 Allens. 17 well, I mean, Allens. 16. One of them's gone, sadly.
I'm going to give you another name.
Go on.
I'm not bothering playing.
Yeah.
I'm going to just ask you, what about...
We'll come back to Steve, because it'll take me a long while.
What about Howard?
Oh, don't say.
Have you got any Howards?
I think I've got a Howard.
Well, I know one Howard you must have.
We've got Gary Howard, who was our agent.
Yes.
But no. You want the first name, okay?
I'm on first name, right, Howard.
One, two, three.
He's got
four, five, six, seven. I've got seven. How about this one?
Seven Howards.
How about this one? Howard Lee from the Honeycombs.
No.
Yeah.
The Honeycombs?
Yeah.
As in the group?
Yeah.
Have I the right
to hold you? Wow. Do you know what happened, John? This is the God's honest truth.
Go on.
I went for an audition with them.
With the Honeycombs?
With the Honeycombs. And they asked me to sing that song.
Pardon me, yes.
And I got the gig.
What happened?
And I didn't fancy it. They were all 300 years of age.
Well, okay, and Steve Ansher, give him a mention, from
your old,
my first band, Baba Kota.
Guitarist, yeah.
His dad was an original member of the Honeycombs.
Right.
And he left the band. I don't think he was very happy about it. I think he always had the chip on his shoulder.
Right.
They cracked it just after he left.
Yeah. Have I
the right to hold you? And we were always, that was our thing, you know, because Steve had a famous uncle in a band. It was the Honeycombs.
I've got an idea. This is gonna be
Joe Meek, by the way.
Oh, he was a big name, wasn't he?
Joe Meek was the producer.
I thought a big band, Joe Meek.
That's Joe Loss.
See how many Joes you got? How many Joes you got?
I ain't got any Joes. Yeah. I haven't.
I mean, this is terrible radio, but it's good fun.
It's not.
You can play at home. You play at home.
I've got, one, two.
Not women.
No, I've got.
It's got to be.
All women. I've got J-O-E. One Joe. Shout out to Joe Webb. That's it. Joe Webb. And JoJo. Who's JoJo? JoJo. Who is that?
I've got 11 Joes, J-O-E's.
No, I haven't got any J-O-E's.
Changing the subject, it's a great game. If anyone wants to play
very good.
Feel free.
Don't bother playing with me, I'm useless.
It's like trumps, isn't it? It's like top trumps.
Mm.
Royal Coronation, John, what did you make of it?
The Coronation?
Yeah.
What did I make of it? Well, I dipped in and out because, you know, you can't watch all of it.
No. Well, not any ceremony, you can't. But I think it was a great spectacle, wasn't it?
I'll tell you what, first of all, let's talk about the concert.
I didn't see it because I was at West Ham.
Dear.
I was at West Ham watching them beat Man United.
You can watch it on iPlayer.
Yeah, once it's done for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lionel Richie's done.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, he was.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't say it. Wow.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. We've done this before.
Mm.
We've done this before
at
gigs. Where you get overexcited and you fill in the gaps with lots of notes. You think you're doing an ad lib, and sometimes, me and you have done this, you find an ad lib that you go, oh, I quite like that, and you overdo it.
You can do.
And you fill in the gaps rather than just sing the song.
Yeah.
But and let everybody sing along with it.
You see, the thing is, what he was doing, he was overcompensating for the lack of voice that he had. So he was just going, no, it's out for. So he was sticking all those soul licks in and singing this.
But do you know what? People say they went to see him 3-4 years ago or before COVID and he was fine.
Yeah.
I do know a story. Because it was quite a few years ago. I mean, pick this one up off the floor. But I was around Rod Stewart's house. Go on, pick it up off the floor. Go on, pick that one up.
I can't tell you how many times I've picked Rod Stewart up off the floor.
But this is a good one. And Penny said, Lionel Richie came over last Sunday for lunch.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
And Rod said, he wants to do a show with me and him. Mm. Almost like we go out together. Almost like Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra and do a sort of show together.
Mm.
And I said, I don't know, I think that might be quite good, wouldn't it? And he went, nah, it'd be rubbish.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Because, I mean, their genres are just too
far apart. They are too far apart. And Rod can still sing, can't he?
Yeah. But look, he had the same situation, didn't he? Mm. At the Queen's Jubilee. Where everyone said it was terrible when he did Sweet Caroline,
well,
which he didn't want to do.
Yeah, but it was bad.
He shouldn't have done it, though.
He shouldn't have done that. But Lionel's gone. Take that, funny enough.
Go on, tell me what it's like, because I didn't see it.
Well, I was dipped in and out, but take that. Gary Barlow didn't sing.
You're joking?
No. It's like, what?
Really?
Yeah. He left it up to the other two. They did Let It Shine, of course.
Great, that works well.
Mark, yeah, but he's got a bit to do that, hasn't he?
What, Mark? I saw his long hair.
He's got a bit of hair.
I saw a picture of the three of them, though. They look class.
Yeah,
he looked like
he should be a Motorhead, though.
Yeah. The Aces, mate. The Aces. I'll tell the funny story about
it. And then the other one did it. Howard, is it Howard?
Howard, yeah.
Never again.
Oh, done it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you wanted to hear Gary Barlow sing something.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know.
I was telling a story yesterday, just you going on about, I couldn't think who they were, Motorhead. Mm. And I was telling my wife and the mother-in-law, because my son's been thrown out of his drama lesson every single time. I've been called up by the school and they said, you're going to come in. He doesn't take it seriously. I said, well, he's not going to take drama for his third school, you know.
But does he want to be an actor?
No, he doesn't.
Well,
no.
Then
he
wants to be ain't going to take it seriously.
And so I said, but it's drama, isn't it? And so I was trying to explain to them, I said, drama was fun. Wasn't it, right? Mm. So then we had a girl in our class who had really long hair.
Yes.
She looked like a headbanger. She had loads of spots. She was ginger.
Yes.
She never used to say that. Her name was Nicola. Anyway, she had really long hair. So
shout out to Nicola if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, Nicola. If you're not, don't worry about it. But what would happen, me and three or four of my mates, they go, right, the task is today, you're going into a shop and you've got to order a certain amount of items, you know, and you make a sketch out of it.
Yeah.
And so we would, every time we would go, we'd make up a sketch and you go, I've gone into the shop. Yeah. Okay, Martin, it's you and your friends. You start your sketch. Yeah, I'm going to the shop. Oh, I'd like to buy this. And I'd like to buy some... The Ace of Spades! The Ace of Spades! And we would point there and we would all do headbanging, right? But of course, the next week it'd be, right, you've all got to go...
Yeah.
You're going on holiday, pack your bags, and get to the airport. Yeah. The Ace of Spades. And every
how
week.
How did she take it? Not very well.
She had headphones on. She had headphones on. She was listening to Motorhead. So she didn't really know that we were having a digger.
Now that'd be a form of bullying, wouldn't it?
Of course it would.
It would.
That was the funniest thing at the time.
I know. But you see, today.
What was that?
That's me. Phone off. Today, though, it's snowflakes and...
Yeah, you're not allowed to do it.
You can't do it. I mean, everyone...
Wet weekends.
You know, it's wet weekends, unfortunately.
Should we have a bit of Lionel Richie, by the way?
What, when he could sing?
When he could sing. I didn't like dancing on the ceiling and all those...
No, I wasn't a big fan.
I just loved this.
All night long.
No, this...
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make. That beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever, I'll hold you close in my resist your charms. And love, oh Lord, I'll be a fool for
when you loved. That's when you loved girls at school, wasn't it?
That's when you fell in love. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Oh, I really did.
Yeah. God, you were singing your eye out.
I was.
You was.
It took me back, you know.
Did it?
Yeah.
What did it take you back to?
West Hatch School. Just fancying girls and doesn't sound right, does it? Well, but no, it's your first loves, isn't it?
It's okay because you were a kid as well.
So. Yeah, you know.
So you were right.
Well, no, you just, you know, you started all sort of hanging around with a... with a little group of girls, and you go, oh, I really like her, and you start playing those sad songs at the time, don't you? Because you're falling in love with them.
How much is Lionel Richie worth?
I'm going to say Lionel, well, he's written so many big hits, I'm going to say he's worth $300 million.
Let's have a look here. Dollars. Oh, you're $100 million out. $200 million.
No, what's $100 million amongst friends?
Yeah.
Is he $200 million?
$200 million. I would have thought he'd be worth more than that. But
yeah. 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 I know he sung at...
is that door open?
He sung at a wedding. I think he sang... You want to smash things about a bit more, don't you? Look, watch this. Look at that. There you go. Just kicked his headphones off the floor. There he goes. Smashing things about. Look at him. Look, that's it. Smash the door. That's it.
Is that my headphones?
The headphones on the floor. Yeah, just don't worry about
it.
They
come out?
Like, yeah, they come out. Yeah. Yeah, you break everything. That's why nothing works here.
Hold on. Got to plug back in. Can
you know, the thing with... Yeah. I mean... Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers did...
Not Kenny Sampson.
Not Kenny Sampson. He played for Arsenal. Kenny Rogers did... What did they do? They did Lady, didn't they? He did it and Lionel did it, right?
Lionel did it, yes.
Who did the best version of that? I mean, Kenny
well,
did...
I think Kenny Rogers did the big hit of it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because Lionel wrote it, didn't he?
He wrote it for Kenny.
Did he?
Yeah.
Kenny's no longer with us. What's funny about that?
No, it's not.
Why would you laugh?
It's just the way you said it.
Well, he's not. I loved him. I thought he was great.
He was great. He was always old, wasn't he? Because he's always grey.
He was always grey, but his face was like 23-year-olds because he had so much work. You know, he'd had...
Did he, in the end?
Like plastic.
No, but I'm talking about before the work. I mean, when he was, you know, in the 60s.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was in the Beach Boys?
No.
Mm. He toured with the Beach Boys, yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
I didn't know.
Well, because Brian Wilson gave up touring, you know, in 65.
So that's how he got his break, was it, Kenny?
Yes, kind of thing. And then in the late '60s, he was in like a real kind of psychedelic rock band. He wasn't a country artist until the early '70s.
I thought it was great when he did Glastonbury, when they do the artists on the Sunday. I thought he did it. It was fantastic. It was brilliant. I loved it.
Who's doing it this year?
Us.
They've come down a peg or two, haven't they?
Once you're past your best, it's us. John, I want to go back to the royal coronation situation, because we didn't really talk about it. I thought everything was great, but it did look a bit strange when they put the crowns on.
Oh, God.
It was a bit fancy dress.
It
was a bit strange.
It's so funny.
And they look uncomfortable, didn't they?
I watched an interview with John Cleese.
He laughed.
I mean, it is funny.
It was fine with the Queen, wasn't it?
Well, she was young, she was beautiful.
No, I'm talking about even in later life.
If she had the crown on,
it's fine. Because it's what we knew. But when those two put it on, it was like, all right,
well,
where'd you get that at?
Well, you know what my feelings are on
but I'm a royalist.
Camilla, I know you are.
But I thought that was a bit...
I'm not calling her Queen.
What about this comment? We have to touch on it. I don't want to touch on it too much because I just find it ridiculous, really.
Yes.
On ITV, the actress Ajo Ando. I can't quite pronounce her name, which I apologise for.
Yeah.
But Ofcom, ITV had 4,165 Ofcom complaints because she said that the balcony was terribly white.
Oh, for God's sake.
Which I just found a strange thing to say.
It's not just strange, it's dangerous. And the thing is about comments like that is first of all, it's racist. I mean, you know, racist against white people.
Of course it is. She's terribly white.
Terribly white.
I mean, look, I thought the Abbey was fantastic. Everyone was there.
It was like
an ozu of everyone.
And they had the gospel choir going.
Yeah, brilliant.
But the thing is...
If your family... You know, I've got to look at my brother's wedding. I look back at that. Yeah, I mean... You look back at sort of 70s, 90s, you know, because
they were terribly white. Your family's white.
I would say it was terrible. Some of the outfits are terrible. Often look back at wedding photos and go, what were we thinking?
Well, surprise, surprise, when two white people have kids, they have white kids. It's not hard to work out.
I found that a very divisive
comment. I'll tell you what
it
is, son. I'll tell you what upsets me most about it is that it... They've hijacked real racism, and real racism is a horrible thing, and it's a disgusting thing. You should never judge anybody on the colour of their skin, and she kind of she's hijacked it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
real racism is a horrible thing. Yeah, anyway, let's not talk.
No, because you end up talking about it, and we shouldn't. We should be talking about what a great day it was, whether you like the rules or you don't. And
we end up looking at it.
It's all over the news. The reason why we've touched on it is because it is the top story at the moment.
And also, you've got these snowflakes. She went on the next day to apologise on Radio 4.
But if she, I don't think she should apologise. I think if that's what she thinks. Why go on and apologise about it?
Well, she didn't apologise. She did say she was making an apology, and immediately the presenter went, "There's no need for that. There's no need to apologise." Mm. Oh no.
No, but I think I'll be the same in the fact that no, that's what you think, and that's fine. You run with that, but. You know, I just think you go on national television and say it's divisive, we're meant to be talking about a great day and talking about him. If you're not for them, don't go on the show.
No,
right? And it was almost like
they've put her on the panel to create a comment.
Weather wasn't great, was it?
No, it did rain, didn't it?
Did rain?
It did. I don't think it mattered though.
Me and you on the last show, we talked about Jubilee in 77, and we talked about the royal wedding. I think both those were good days.
Oh yeah, the royal wedding was July, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What was her?
But this is why we
was the last one would have been Harry and Meghan's wedding. That was quite.
In Spain at that time.
Oh, was you?
Now this is a great thing. We was in Spain at the time. We was on the beach and we had an iPad.
Mm.
There was about, I don't know, seven or eight couples. We'd all gone out there. Muthia. Gone out to...
It was
on the beach.
It was in Muthia.
Lothalcathrith.
Muthia.
Yeah. And we all had the old sort of masks that everyone as you know, yes. We had the Harry and Meghan mask. And the girls, we all crowded around, and we had an iPad, and we watched it live with sort of a
everyone
towel.
Everyone loved it, right?
Everyone cried. The women were crying. How beautiful is she? How wonderful. Everything was great. And we're all going, this is brilliant.
This is great.
And do you know what I said at the time? I said, these four, Harry and Meghan, William and Kate, they could be a real fortune. They are. They could be like
absolutely
a cross between the Beatles and ABBA, right? They could have world domination.
Absolutely. They could.
Any charity that they were involved in, anything, they could have just
the looks,
really...
The glamour, the everything, yeah.
You know, really could have made a change, made a difference.
Really
and,
could.
And it's just fallen to pieces, which is very
it
sad.
It has, yeah.
Let's play a song. Let's play a song. I'm going to give you a choice out of the
go
three. These are songs that we used to...
Yes, go on.
Do that we no longer do.
Give me a choice.
It's you can either go for Doobie Brothers,
mm-hmm.
which I love.
Yeah.
George Michael or The Carpenters.
Oh, it's a very difficult choice. Mm-hmm. I am gonna go. I think we've been playing slow stuff. Let's hit with George Michael.
You sure?
Yeah.
You want a bit of? Do you want a bit of inside or outside?
Well, I think we're gonna have to go outside.
Oh, police are in.
think I'm done with the sofa. I think I'm done with the halls. I think I'm done with the kitchen table, maybe.
Good, isn't it?
What a great answer to the critics and to everybody, you know.
It was, wasn't
the
it?
Ultimate
yeah.
F you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The ultimate.
Yeah. I was a massive George fan.
Yes. Yeah.
And when that came out, it just had a great groove, didn't it? The claps.
That was the period of like Fast Love and he had a little peak.
Didn't
there,
we used
didn't
to
he?
Sing a mix of Fast Love into Outside?
I think we did.
Double the tracks up.
I think we
and
did.
And then a bit of Faith afterwards.
We used to do Freedom as well. Freedom 90.
Oh, wow, we did, yeah.
We did that well.
Tough to sing.
That really was tough,
don't get
but
any
we
air.
Did it well, though.
You don't get any air when you sing it, do you?
No. But luckily, we were sharing it, so we were all right.
That's true.
And we did the Lions, Ultimate, didn't we? Alternate Lions.
Favourite George song for you?
Well, it's very difficult, and... I would go with... yeah, it's really hard.
But the ballads are beautiful, aren't they?
No, yeah. But I liked the funky stuff he did. Mm. Fast Love was great. I thought Star People is a great production.
We do the best.
I've got my favourite George track, and it's one that people probably forget. Mm. Spinning the Wheel.
Oh yeah, wonderful song. Yeah,
absolutely. The production on that is fantastic, and there's some lovely quirky little backing vocals that he does.
Yeah.
He's a great backing vocalist.
For me, One More Try.
Yeah, you love the ballads, yeah.
You know, I'm going to rush off to the after the West Ham game tonight.
Yes.
When they win, I've got to go and do a little gig just after it, I'm going to sing One More Try. I just love the unplugged version. When he did the unplugged...
You went to see it?
I went to his rehearsal, in fact, yeah. I went to his rehearsal.
Oh, you went to the gig?
No, I went to his... He did a rehearsal with the BBC.
Oh.
And it was only 80 people. And
No. He did a rehearsal for MTV.
MTV, yeah. And
that's
I was there.
Right,
and halfway through
and
the song...
And Julian was there with Dick Leahy.
I don't think... I was there.
Yes, he
was.
Was
he?
Yes,
was he?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see him.
I remember it very... Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, did I? Maybe I did.
Yes, you did. You was with...
this is what I'm saying. I was with Steve Sidwell.
You were Steve Sidwell and Julian and... Dick Lee,
oh, by the way,
both in there.
Steve Sidwell was the conductor for the Royal the concert.
Oh, was he?
That was Steve Sidwell. So you saw that guy at the side.
It was Steve's the governor.
Conducting the whole orchestra. That was him with the bald head. Yeah,
nice fella, Steve.
Good friend of ours. Football, John, I just wanted didn't touch on your Spurs because
well, we got
a win.
We got a win and we got a bit lucky. Brighton got stuffed.
Yeah.
So that was a bit lucky.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? 5-1 Everton.
And West Ham beat Man United.
It was a nice result.
So we're sort of safe. We're not completely safe.
No.
Sort of safe. So it was...
Clearly we're not safe. Southampton. Oh,
they're gone.
And
then Chelsea got a win. So that was Frank's first win.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to stay, is he?
No, he's not going to stay.
Well, they're 11th, aren't they?
Who would want the
chance? That's the furthest they've been.
Yeah, it's terrible situation. You know, they've spent about $6 billion.
Arsenal, what, 2 points? Have they still got a game in hand?
Yeah, but it's Arsenal. I think Man City looked so good last night against Real Madrid. I think that really, I just can't see Arsenal pulling it out of the bag. I wanted to play a Doobie Brothers song because it's a song that we love doing.
Oh, it's just a great. Wasn't it Michael McDonald, not the Doobie Brothers?
It's as Doobie Brothers.
Is it really?
Obviously Michael McDonald singing.
I always thought...
Yeah, so do I.
It was a Michael McDonald track.
Me too, yeah. One of my favourite vocalists.
Keep Forget was Michael McDonald.
Yeah, how's that going?
Keep forgetting, not in love anymore. Great record.
Hey, baby.
Go on, play this.
Let's have a bit of this.
Trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created. Once apology. Anybody else would surely know. He's watching her go. What a fool believe. Can you see?
Oh, it's a great record, isn't it? Just,
yeah,
know,
we sure enjoyed doing that, didn't we?
Just brilliant, you know. I might do that tonight.
I remember
actually.
We did it once somewhere, yeah. And I remember a girl came up to me afterwards and said, "You sang that terrible."
Did she? Really? Because you're doing the falsetto bit, weren't you?
Yeah, no, both of us. She meant, but she came up to both of us, you don't remember, dear.
No.
That was all, that's one of my favourite songs.
You murdered it. And do you know whose favourite song was? I don't, people don't remember.
Go on.
But they, he sort of owns Epping Forest Country Club golf course now, or he runs it. And
Peter
Pumphrey? That was after Peter. But he had the Royal Oak Lounge, which was Dave Sherrin.
Oh, Dave.
And he said that's his favourite
that's
song
right, he
of
did.
Us singing it.
I think you're right. I remember
go.
Him saying it.
There you go. Right, let me give you one
go
for
on.
Your phone.
All right.
How many Julies have you got in your phone?
Julies. I remember like Julies.
Julies. It's a great game. I love this game.
Julie. Oh. Well, I've got two Julies.
Yeah.
And one Juliet.
Oh, Juliet.
Yeah, well, you know you know which Juliet that
oh,
is.
Oh, the singer Juliet. Yeah,
yeah Juliet. Juliet. James, yeah, Juliet. Yeah. Lovely Juliet.
Go on, give me one. Give me one.
Let's have one for you. What about Andy?
Oh, Andy, right at the start of the start of the thing.
He must have a few Andys in there. I know a couple to start with.
Let's have a look. He's gone. that's a shame. Andy Carroll. Andy Carroll's in there.
Andy Carroll's
giant
in
Andy
there.
Carroll.
Yeah.
He's gone as well, that one.
Oh, God.
Andy Fulham, the darts player. What a wonderful man.
Oh, Andy.
Wasn't he wonderful?
I think I've got him in it. He's a lovely boy.
Wasn't he?
He was a lovely boy.
Andy.
A gentle man, wasn't he?
He was. Andy Harmer, the David Beckham lookalike.
Andy. Andy, he's always looking for people, isn't he? He asks for some obscure ones.
Yeah, well, because he gets
yeah, he's got the agency.
He's got an
agency
lookalike.
Lookalikes. Go on.
Yeah.
22, 23, 20. How many?
27 Andys. And Andrews, so you can throw the Andrews in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen, John, before we go out, I want to play this underneath us.
Yeah, underneath. Oh, put it underneath.
We'll have a little bit of. This is one that we used to sort of sing at the start of shows.
We used to. In fact, we did it in this key.
Oh, did we?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Tough to do.
And we did it in this key.
And then we'll have a little bit of it, and then we'll tell you a funny story about where we used to sing it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
We used to sing this at Rifles on a Sunday lunch.
Tommy and Georgie
used to.
Who are no longer with us.
No longer with us.
They were lovely.
So Rifles was in Enfield Lock.
Yes.
Quite a famous place.
And we used to do Sunday lunchtime and had a blast.
Funniest
in fact,
time.
That's where we created a lot of our act.
It was.
At Rifles in Enfield.
Singing songs like that. Good little walk down memory lane, John.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful show tonight.
Yes.
Come on, West Ham, tonight.
Good luck, West Ham.
We will be back with you next Thursday.
I might have a different time in a couple of weeks. We might be on a different time.
Might be doing a daytime slot.
Yes, that'd be good.
Looking forward to it. You've been listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling.
Well done, son.
Good night, God bless.